Are you a mum looking for some parenting inspiration, tips and advice, stories on the ups and downs we face in our lives as parents, some humour and a little bit of fun? Then you may have just found what you're looking for. Hi and welcome to the Parenting in the Thick of It show. I'm your host Louise Clark, a certified parent coach known to many as your parenting partner. As a mum to three teenagers, you can bet I've probably been there, done that, and heard it all. Trust me, there'll be few things that I haven't experienced firsthand. I created this podcast because I just love to help mums like you find ways to navigate life in the thick of it and find a way out of it. Episode 514, The Secrets to Change and the C's that Prevent It. Today on the show, I want to talk about all the things we have to do, all the qualities, all the strengths, all the skills, all the ways of being that we have to embrace in order to show up in control of ourselves in the face of whatever it is our kids might throw at us in any given moment, on any given day. And this is the challenge. There's another C, challenge. So I challenge you to add more of these C's into your daily interactions with your kids, and you will see what happens. It will change the dynamics. It will change the relationship. It will deepen the connection. There's a C. And above all, what it will do is it will change the way in which your child shows up with you. You have to lead. We have to be the guides. We can shout at them all we want and say, you need to do this and you need to do that and take control of yourself and don't be so rude. How can we force them to not be rude unless we punish them? And punishment gets us nowhere. It hardens our kids' hearts. It causes resentment, might even cause revenge, and it will actually lead them to not wanting to share the truth with us because they'll fear what will happen if they do. So surely there's a better way, and there is. It's all in these secrets. So I'm going to read them in no particular order. Although people say to me, which one do you think is the most important? And I look at all of them and I think, I don't know. I look at one and think that one. And then I go, no, this one. You're probably saying, just let us hear them. Here they are. Commitment, connection, change, clarity, communicate, concise, collaborate, curious, creative, consequences, consistency, compassion, control, confidence, celebrate, calm, care, contribute. There's a whole load of them there. And when I say control, I don't mean control of others. I mean control of self and the limit. So through consequences and being consistent with the consequences, we have to be in control of the limit. We have to make sure that whatever the limit is, the boundary, the limit, whatever it is seen through so that our child can learn from whatever has happened and hopefully not do it again. With the exception of screens, I think that eventually, if X, then Y, if X, then Y, whenever X, always Y, consistently, our kids will learn, you know what, I'm not going to do it. When it comes to screens, because there is the addictive nature of screens, because there are these dopamine loops all cleverly built into the platforms that these kids are on, social media platforms and gaming platforms, it's the chemicals that are released into our systems as a result of being on these platforms. That's a problem. And I think we can use consequences, but when there's an addictive thing coming into play, it's very hard for our kids to actually learn the lesson because they're addicted to the chemicals that are released as a result of the programs and platforms that they are playing in. So all these C's, and I say it so often, and you will have heard me say it many times in the episodes, that we need, in order to show up in a way that is in control of ourselves, we cannot be operating from our limbic systems, our fight, flight, or freeze response, which is a reactive response to what's happening in front of us. And this is an inbuilt mechanism that we have, that is reflex. When we feel we are under threat, we need to fight it, flee it, or freeze. We can't override that. The problem is this system is really within us to help us when we really are under threat, in an emergency, we're in a fire, we're in an accident, we have to get away from someone, we have to, you know, suddenly you actually have to freeze and hands up. We do this automatically. If we have to fight someone, we'll fight them. We can't override this system. The problem is it's activated when we don't need it. So it's activated under perceived threat. So, you know, when your kid doesn't do what you want them to do, doesn't listen, doesn't put the things away, doesn't do their homework, doesn't come off their phones, it creates this limbic response in us. We go into fighting it, and we are out of control of our wise leader part of our brain. The only way we can execute these C's and be connected and clear and communicate concisely and collaborate and be curious and creative and with consequences, being consistent with compassion, in control of ourselves, so we're calm and we're caring, the only way we can do it is if we're not in our limbic system, if we're not in fight, flight, or freeze, if we're not reactive. So we have to look at, how can I not react to this so that I can show up full of C's? The problem is, when we show up reactive, here's some more C's that happen when we show up reactive. So the C's that prevent us from these beautiful C's, the C's that block us from the secrets, are when we become reactive. We turn to being critical. We're confrontational. There's conflict. We're closed. We are controlling of our children. We might be condescending. We might feel cornered and therefore defensive. And we become contentious. So look at those C's as well. This is what happens when we are operating from reactivity, from a lack-based mindset, from a fixed mindset. Look at what happens. We become confrontational, conflicting, closed, critical, controlling, condescending, cornered, contentious. So how do we shift from this lack place, this reactive place, to non-reactive? Shift from limbic brain to wise leader brain, where we can be open, curious, and think, I wonder what's driving that behavior. And when we see it, we can be compassionate towards them. When they can't get off their phones, when they've sneaked their Xbox, when they've stolen another phone from you to make sure they can be on it at night, we have to be compassionate to that. They can't cope. So we have to be able to show up with the compassion, in control of ourselves. And sometimes we have to be creative. When we're talking about consequences and what needs to happen, we have to collaborate. But to collaborate, we have to communicate with clarity and communicate concisely. Anyway, I'm going to leave it at that and let you just percolate in these C's. And take a moment to think about, how am I going to show up with some of these C's today? I'm going to read them out again. If we show up reactive, we're going to be showing up minus the secret, secrets. We will be showing up critical, confrontational, conflicting, closed, controlling of the other, condescending, cornered, contentious. When we access the secrets and we can show up from a place of, abundance, then we can show up with commitment, connection, to change, clarity, communicate, concise, collaborate, curious, creative, consequences, consistency, compassion, control of self and limit, confidence, celebrate, calm, care, contribution. So I want you to go and celebrate the fact that you're listening to this podcast. Give yourself the courage, encourage yourself, be compassionate with yourself to raise your bar and take it to another level. What step can you take today to show up with a few of these C's? I hope maybe that you'll pause this and write them down and pin them on your mirror so that you can see them and know deep inside you that these are the secrets to change, to changing the relationship you have, to changing the interactions you have, and guess what? To changing the behaviors that you then see in response to your showing up with the secrets. So thank you so much for listening. I've really enjoyed chatting about this today. It inspires me. I look at these words, I look at all of them, and it lights me up. It fuels me and motivates me and inspires me to do better. So when my kids come home today, I'm going to greet them with the secrets, and I'm going to try and not tap into the C's that block the secrets. So have a great day wherever you are and wherever you're tuning in from, whatever you're doing. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy it. Be compassionate with yourself and celebrate the moment. Be grateful for the moment and put a smile on your face, and for the rest of the day, do something that is in the secrets. So thank you for listening. Pop over onto iTunes, rate and review the show, share it with a friend. The more people that hear this, the better. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Till next time, thank you for listening. Bye for now. That's it for today's episode on the Parenting in the Thick of It show. If you enjoyed the show, please do share it with your friends and family. And remember, if you find yourself stuck in the thick of it and can't see a way out of it, please send me an email. I would love to help you. My email is louise@yourparentingpartner.com. And don't forget to take a look at the Parenting in the Thick of It family organizer that I created. It's an evergreen family calendar guaranteeing 12 months of use from whenever you start. It also includes beautifully illustrated, informative, and interactive monthly parenting theme pages to guide you through the year. It's the perfect organizer for busy families to keep track of all their activities, plus help parents be the best parent they can be. It's more than just a calendar. You can find the link for this and the other social media platforms that I am on below the description in this episode. Thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you all soon. Bye for now.